Hi, this is Richard Campbell from .NET Rocks and Run As Radio here at the .NET 15-year reunion, and found me a Scott Hunter.
How's it going, Richard?
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too.
Now, you've been with Microsoft the whole duration of .NET.
I actually have not.
No?
No, I joined Microsoft in 2007.
Oh, okay.
And we shipped .NET in 2002,
right.
And it was announced at the PDC in 2001.
Right, but you were at that PDC.
That's a weird thing. I had actually, the company I was working for at the time, we had just shipped the product, and
right.
I wanted to reward my team with something. And I said, hey, you know, we'll go to Florida,
right?
Because this thing was in Orlando.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll take the team to Florida, we'll go to the beach, mm-hmm. and we'll go hang out at the PDC. And
it'll be great.
And we had no idea that .NET was coming at the PDC, so I had no idea what to expect when we showed up.
So you really showed your team, hey, everything you're doing has been disruptive.
It's been changed completely, because we... I remember we're on stage and Scott Guthrie walks out,
right.
And he builds an ASP.NET web application in about 30 seconds.
Right.
He puts a data grid on the page, a data source on the page, he hooks up to a database, and then he's showing and editing data on the page, and we're like, poof. and then it gets better because he goes, oh, you want mobile? And so he goes and uses the mobile control toolkit,
right.
And does the mobile version of it as well, showing how the controls can dynamically change based on the type of device.
Wow.
And he's showing it on some of the mobile emulators he had. And
back in 2001.
Back so in devices were They never, were not smartphones at the
nope,
time.
That's not what that was.
It was WAP or whatever it was called back
yeah,
then.
But it worked.
It worked.
That's really something.
And that was my first time of seeing and experiencing .NET.
Wow.
And I remember going back to my hotel room. I think they gave us CDs that were underneath our chairs. And it was pretty much as soon as we got out of the keynote room, it's like, okay, let's go rush back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And put this on the machine and try to build our first book, our first .NET application.
Right.
And they also gave us the, I think it was ASP.NET++.
Right.
Was what it was called at the time, or ASP++.
Yeah.
I forget what it was, but there was a book that came at that PDC as well. And so we're furiously trying to build, you know, web apps.
Trying to make that work.
Yeah.
And then you joined Microsoft in 2007, and now you're part of the new .NET.
Yeah, so I joined in 2007. I actually, I was a web guy, mm-hmm. and so... I went and joined the ASP.NET team. So
yeah.
comically enough, I saw ASP.NET at 2001, and
yeah.
I'm like, I want to be part of this. And I joined the ASP.NET team in 2007. It was great. I was in IC working on some of the data features.
Mm-hmm.
And then today, as you said, I'm part of the .NET team. And I like to think today it's the modernization of .NET, because we now have a .NET that we're one of the only platforms in the world that you can build great Windows applications. You can be great cloud microservices.
Mm-hmm.
You can build great UWP device applications on Windows. You can build iOS, Android, Mac OS.
Mm-hmm.
You can build Unity applications if you want games like
sure.
Pokemon Go.
Yep.
Those are all on .NET. So we're a platform, and you can do both native code and non-native code on our platform. And so
right.
we cross everything. We cross all the OSs, Windows, Mac, and Linux. And I can't think of another platform that has that much reach.
It's almost inconceivable, actually. And it's really interesting to watch how your teams sort of work in public today through GitHub and on YouTube. Like, you can see the team having the debates on what they're going to do next.
That's a huge change in the team as well. Is about 2 years ago, we open sourced .NET.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some cool stats that we look at where we look at Hacker News and Reddit,
mm-hmm.
and you can see this spike that happened in 2 years ago.
Right.
And that spike is still here today. If you
nice.
Go look in GitHub, the pull requests from the community, it goes straight off the charts. It's amazing. So
but it's a massive part of GitHub now.
But the reality is, you have to be a successful tech today, you have to be open source and cross-platform. That is the world we live in. We all have, you've got one kind of phone, I've got a different kind of phone.
Yep. It's the expectation. Though.
It's the expectation. We're all on different devices, and we have to have tech that is awesome across all those devices, and
love
.NET
it.
Is there.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for talking to me.
Happy birthday to .NET. Yeah,
absolutely.
15 years, man.
Yeah, 15 years.
Cool. Thanks, guys.